you're too poor to have your car built by a shop.
They're like, that's why like your car looks like crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Which some of them, that is why that your is car true. Looks like shit, dog.
What is up, guys? Welcome back.
This is the Late Night Motor Club.
The only podcast you care about. I am Alexander.
What? Ooh. Ooh, I'm Steven.
And I am Tyler. I was going to try to say something.
Took different. You a second.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Today's podcast is brought to you by yourself. Thank you. You guys made it happen.
That was a twist. Okay.
We just hit 500, or we just crossed 500 subs.
500 freaking subs. And if you guys are brand new to this, join the gang.
Yeah. Or don't.
Very nice.
I won't like you.
Good job. I am Borat.
Yeah.
This is Late Night Motor Club. Yeah, but we really appreciate it for everybody checking it out, showing us love. I don't know why I just looked at Steven's camera like I'm in the frame. but yeah, I think it's cool that we got
500. It means a lot. It's something where I feel like it's grown quicker than kind of what we anticipated.
It's going all right.
Got a good amount of engagement, a lot of support so far from you guys, so it's been awesome so far.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
But today's episode.
What is it going to be, Tyler?
Speaking of, you did it, and congratulations. We're talking about DIY builds versus shop builds.
And what technically would like classify the distinction between DIY and shop?
So let's dive in and kind of talk about both first and explain the two. So first, let's talk about what classifies a DIY build.
In my mind, when I think DIY, I immediately think like...
I'm watching a YouTube video sitting at home.
That in your that in your driveway. Like to DIY is location, and the location is driveway.
Well, I mean, I want to argue a little bit. I think is doing it yourself in general, regardless of where you're at, because I do it in other people's driveways, and I've also
driveway.
I've DIY'd it myself in somebody else's shop.
There you
go. Yeah.
Like, and all the New York dudes who do it literally outside their house on the street.
In the street.
Yeah. Like paint cars.
Or they do it in like a shopping lot, like plaza.
Yeah.
Or at the park.
Stuff like,
or at the parking lot across the street from my complex.
Oh.
Shout out you guys.
Yeah. But I think the definition term behind it is spelt out.
Do it yourself.
It's pretty much like if you're doing modifications to your car, if it's doing something with the bumper, doing something with the motor, and anything of that matter, it's a matter of you're the one doing the work yourself, not paying somebody else to do it or having somebody else do it on your car. You're the one doing the actual physical work on the car.
And DIY, I want to step in here a little bit, does not mean you can't source out help. Like somebody is guiding you through this and they're giving you kind of tips on how you should be doing it. Mm-hmm. But primarily DIY is physically you, your noggin, your two hands, and you're like, this is
looking good. Or it's like if like a friend or somebody else was there like helping you to where it's like pointing like, oh, hey, do this, this, and this. You're the one actually doing the work, but you're getting, in a way, advice or assistance with it. That's still DIY.
Because most of the time when you pick a new thing you want to try to do, I mean, at least for me, I never know, like, how to do it. I'm just like, I'm going to get it, and then I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like...
Like having somebody in your circle that knows how to do it to where they could assist you and show you the ropes.
Yeah, and then you can learn how to do it. And then eventually you can help people.
What I would say is not DIY is when you, like, let's say, take your car to a shop, they do the work, and you pay them for it.
Drop off and pick up.
Yeah. You're like, hey, I want this. Who can do this? Because I can't do this. Hey, Timmy, thanks. I want my car wide-bodied. Here's $1,000. I'm not saying that it costs $1,000 to wide-body your car, but I'm just saying whatever the dollar amount may be.
Yeah.
So that goes into explaining the shop-built side where it's like if you see a crazy done-up car and that person took it to the shop and built that whole car themselves in terms of custom interior, suspension, paint job, this and that. And that shop did all the work and the customer just paid, let's say, here's $30,000, build me a cool car. That's shop built.
That's not DIY. Would you say a car that is dropped off for paint, is that shop built?
Yeah.
I have a hard time doing that.
Because I would say no.
I dropped my car off for wraps. Doesn't mean they built the car. They wrapped it. Same thing with paint. It's something that I can't facilitate, let's say specifically in the state that we live in, where people get a little upset if you paint something out in public.
Yeah.
Having your car painted by somebody else doesn't mean it's not a DIY build.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where, like, you don't have to be the one doing every little thing on the car to be a DIY build. You could have somebody else do, like, little things here and there where it's like, on my GTI with the aftermarket clutch in it, I wasn't the one who swapped the clutch kit in that.
Yeah.
Because I took it to a shop and I paid for it and I had them do it.
Because let's be real. Some of these installs, some of these things that we enjoy doing, it is annoying. It is a lot of work sometimes. And like and occasionally sometimes. You just get the vibe and you're like, you know what? I've earned it. I'm just going to pay this dude.
I'd rather pay $500 when I'm not in the position to do it right properly. I've never done it before. It'd be on a driveway that's not a good driveway to jack up a car like that too. So it's like there's variables in effect to where don't get stuck on trying to have this title of like it has to be fully DIY. No, it doesn't have to be full one way or full the other way. It could be a mix. It's how you want to ultimately build the car. It doesn't have to be completely one side or the other.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel? Because I know I have a real big opinion about this. Is a shop-built car that you know somebody took, spent money on, and it got built, and it's built well, but they come out and they say, I built this. And I know, you know what I'm saying? I get it. You spent the money. You picked out the parts. You knew how you wanted it to be done, but you sourced out the people to do it. But when you say, I built this, did you build it?
I designed this versus I built it.
Yeah.
Right. Where, like, I've seen some crazy builds where it crosses the line where people or the owner of the car crosses the line of between the words designed and built, to where it's like you could design something without actually physically working on it, to where you design how you want it to look, the concept and everything like that, but somebody else builds it.
Yeah.
But saying that you built it because you designed it, that's
I feel
not
like
true.
That's definitely like a very small thing to like catch in speech. And I almost feel like most people use it as like, I don't feel like explaining this, so I'm just going to say this thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like the real problem is when maybe someone can say they built it or whatever, but when they start going into detail and like taking time and then just start straight like lying on the work that they did, it's like, okay, you obviously like didn't touch this thing. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to say that there is nothing wrong about having a shop built cart. You could love cars and not be mechanically inclined whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with getting a shop-built car.
It is so much less stressful.
It's less stressful, and you know things are going to be done well. And sometimes, in a DIY aspect, I know the three of us may have a different opinion because the three of us are primarily DIY guys. We hardly ever are, like, shop-built guys. But sometimes, I feel like my outcome in particular, I'm like, you know, it probably would have came out better if somebody would have helped me do this.
Yeah, like on my previous car, on my RC, was the first time I had bags, and I was a big static guy, and I realized, I was like, oh, none of that knowledge really carries over, like,
whatsoever.
What is a PTC? And I didn't know these abbreviations.
What is a PTC? And
in my head, I was like, okay, this is going to be like a long process of me trying to figure this out. So instead, I'm getting a great deal from a certain person. I might as well take advantage of it. And I know they will do a 1,000% better job than I will.
Yeah.
But I use that to, like, I was there with them a lot and, like, tried to use it as, like, a learning experience.
Where you could understand, like, oh, they're doing it this way. Yeah. Or, like, you could ask a quick question, like, oh, why are you doing it like that? Oh, that's
exactly.
Why.
Because at the time,
like, why
it's
you
like,
need a water trap?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Because at the time I was like,
I didn't run a water trap for like 4 years.
Oh, yikes!
And I'm glad we're in SoCal because it didn't really affect things.
Definitely
run a water. Don't be like me.
You know what I see a lot of people have like mad respect for the DIY things. Like, oh, I did it myself. But some people, and like I said, I want to push the stereotype, like, it's okay to source out help when you need it. Mm. Not live by the sword, die by the sword type deal. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you spent all this money on something that probably would have been better if you just would have put your pride down for a little bit.
Yeah.
Where it's like not calling anybody out or anything, but like I've seen plenty of DIY cars that it definitely falls short in terms of the quality aspect, which I give the respect in terms of you did it yourself. I appreciate that. But it definitely fell short on the quality aspect because Maybe you just didn't do it the right way. Maybe you just didn't know how to do it the right way. And there's nothing wrong with
that's like the
there's nothing
curve.
Wrong with that.
Yeah.
But if you don't know how to do things properly, don't expect that to be the right way if you don't know.
Yeah.
Right. And I think I've gone through that phase myself with the DIY builds and everything. And there was a lot of crappy things that I did, but then I learned all these things that I have done in my life in the automotive industry, building things, whatever. There's a lot of time periods where I went and I built something and it wasn't the best of the best. But it took me to go through that to be like, you know what? I actually appreciate the process of doing this. Mm-hmm. I learned a ton by doing this. And you know what? I'll know how to make it better the next time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's when in the DIY space, a lot of people who are in this space will continue to do so because that's something they desire to do so. I think you realize real quick the thing that's going to differentiate you if you're going to be a shop-built car or a DIY guy is if you go to put in your coilovers and you're like, I hate this. I wish I never did this to the point of like, oh, this I actually enjoy this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Can I give an example of like...
No.
I'll give an example. Self-tapping screws versus nut certs and bolts.
Shout out self-tappers.
Shout out self-tappers.
But what I'm saying is that could be a difference of like...
Yeah,
of quality. Where
yeah, just experience.
Self-tappers are going to be easy, and that's what...
Do you use self-tappers?
No.
I use self-tappers. Do you want to know how I use self-tappers?
Hmm.
I put things in place with a small drill hole, put a self-tapping screw to hold the placement of something, and when I find that everything fits properly and I have the desired placement, I then retake it off, drill out those holes, and then put nuts
or... So, like, okay, no, I was, yeah, saying the, I was saying in the oh, final...
I'm just saying I like using them like that.
Well, I was saying the final result where it's like I see lips held on by self-tapping screws.
Oh, yeah. No, don't do that.
Where, like, that's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Where it's like the proper way would be doing a nut cert or a riv nut or what, anything of that matter.
Just to get back to the point of, like, the stigma around shop stuff, I feel like so many people are like, the second a shop even looked at your car, they're like, whole thing doesn't count.
Whole thing doesn't
count. I feel like it should be promoted more to like, these shops need business.
There's
and
a
like
whole,
some of them do good work.
Yeah, there's a whole rivalry that you were just talking about. People are like, oh, doesn't count. You had a shop help you out, do that. Your build is not DIY anymore. He sourced out help. And then you have the people on the opposite end of the spectrum who are shop builds, and they're like, you're too poor to have your car built by a shop.
They're like,
or
that's
it's like
your
car
looks like
crap.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Which, some of them, that is why
that
your
is
car
true.
Looks
yeah.
like shit, dog.
Where it's like, some look like crap if it's DIY, and then DIY guys look
DUI.
At shop. DUI. And then some DIY...
some look like they were built
yes.
Did this baby on a DUI. Real quick, throw to get her job.
Was this built under a DIY or
DWI?
BUI?
What?
Wet and Reckless.
Okay.
Anyways.
Built under the influence.
What was
BUI?
The stigma about the DIY thing, about people saying, oh, it's just because you don't want to pay. I mean, I live by the DIY thing because I just enjoy doing it and learning. And at the end of the day, saying, I've built this. I enjoy at the end of the day, no matter how hard it is, when I come sit down and look at it. It brings me joy. And
yeah. What I don't like is how divided every type of category. If it's DIY or shop built,
yeah.
It's divided into two categories. Like they hate each other, whatever. Where it's like it's all just one.
Everybody
like,
chill
it's
out.
All just one community where it's just like, what's wrong with appreciating a shop built? Yeah, they had the money to pay a shop to do it. What's wrong with that? Or it's like the DIY guy. Let's say the quality wasn't the best as the shop build. Okay, but he did it himself. Like, you don't have to like it to appreciate
it. It's like some give and takes there. Where, like, you give the DIY people some, like, you let them slide on some stuff.
Yeah.
And then the shop stuff, you don't let them slide.
You're what's
like,
what?
If this is, like, shop built, it needs to be done to a T.
I'm not going to speak on anybody's name, but I feel like there's a lot of people in the shop built scene who find themselves to be elitists.
Oh yeah,
that they are much better and higher stature than anybody who's building it.
I've gotten it regarding the wide body process on the GTI.
Yeah.
I've gotten like shops commenting on my stuff, like, bro, I would have had that finished last week, and I'm like, yeah, you're a shop.
This is what you do 24/7 for a living. I have a regular day job and do this on the side.
Like, come on.
It would also probably be, not exactly how you want it. You would have really no understanding of the process, and it would cost double.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because that's the biggest thing. I'm sorry that you just put it in my brain is being blind to what is on your car and how it functions. Because a lot of people who have shop builds pay for things and don't know how it works, and then come to find out when it has issues later that it wasn't done correctly.
That's what I was so worried about with the bag install on the RC. Because I didn't do everything myself, I was like, I get a leak or something. I don't even know where to start checking. I know where to start checking, but
yeah.
I don't know like exactly where everything is in my head. And I feel like that peace of mind is worth the DIY of everything. I almost said DIY.
Well, or it's just something where on the shop's hand, it is their job to educate their clients on what they're getting. And I've definitely seen a lot of shops fall short of that where they just
do it.
Fucking slap it out, give the customer a product and they don't educate them on it. Or when it comes to having to educate them where like something happens, like blowing a line and the customer like contacts them, the shop just pushes them off or whatever it may be.
And then they're stuck with a leak forever.
Yeah. Like that. I've seen a bunch of builds where it's like they remain broken or unfinished because something happened and they couldn't actually fix it.
And they just, or they just don't know that it's broken. You know what I'm saying? Like they just don't know that
it's my engine blew. It's just a spark plug.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we love those people because they sell their cars for stupid cheap and then we flip them and steal their money.
This goes into when you rely solely on shops to do all the work, that goes into shops being able to take advantage of you as well.
Yeah.
Where you're not educated on it and you're trusting a shop to do all the work, and maybe the shop ups the price more than they should, or maybe they're doing stuff without you knowing, or they're not doing the full extent of what they said you're doing and paying for.
If you're codependent on the shop, you probably shouldn't do it because you don't know what's going to happen. If you understand what needs to happen and everything, you're just like kind of not mechanically inclined enough to do it, fine.
I've seen dudes like try to flex like, oh, my car has like hundreds of thousands of dollars in work into it. And then you look at it and you're like, there's like 30K here in parts. Where did the other money go?
Or they try to explain the build and they don't know how to explain the build whatsoever. That's
always embarrassing. Yeah. I love that though. Like someone either like doesn't know their own tire sizes or like anything. Just
sometimes I forget.
Come on, bro. Or they like, oh yeah, it has 1200 horsepower. It's like a stock motor.
All that they know about it. Yeah.
Yeah. How did it make that? How many pounds of booster are you running? Wastegate spring pressure is he running?
I think 89.
77 pounds.
Yeah. It's a biodiesel.
Why aren't the rods in the sky, bro?
Yeah.
If you're having a shop do everything on it, spend the time and just educate yourself on like what you're actually having done. Like if you're doing air suspension on your car, understand how an air suspension system works. Understand the concept, the function, the parts involved, where it's like some people, I'm sure, have an air suspension system installed and they don't realize like there's air lines going to all four corners and you have a tank and a compressor. They just paid the money to have it in, their car goes up and down. Yeah,
they just see the buttons.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to say the fun part that we have to get into.
Oh, let's hear it.
Where are these lines drawn? Like if a guy has his own personal shop and
he's
then
DIYing things?
Is it DIY or is it technically shop built?
If it's on his personal car, I would say it's like professional DIY.
Yeah.
He's still doing it himself
for
his own car.
What if it's his shop, but he's also using his employees?
If he's using employees to work on it, he's not doing it himself.
Can we create a new term? Can we call this
tools?
Oh my god.
Oh my
god.
I'm just taking
get
this too
way
far.
Too technical.
Can we create a new term and call this for those people, individuals, professionally built? Like just because it's professionally built, is it not? He's a shop, they specialize in that. That's where it's like because you specialize in this, you do this for a profession, that's why you would consider it a shop build. But at the same time, when you're an individual innovating new solutions to do things, it's DIY. You're doing it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like
DIYP. Do it yourself professionally.
Oh.
I was going to put a different acronym on DIYP, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I like that one better. We'll make shirts with that. But I think like some of these SEMA builds that you see, like what's the dude with the extended It's not a Camaro.
Oh, the Trans Am. Riley.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, that thing's all DIY on the side of his
parents' house
stuff. Yeah. But, like, he didn't tune it.
Well, that
again, I'm just trying to break down like the technicalities, because it's so annoying to hear these people use that as an excuse. Like, on my LC, I got
let's say 90% could be. There's no exact number, because there's going to be things where it's like outsourcing somebody else doing the tune is, in my opinion, way more acceptable than somebody building a full tube chassis for the car.
Oh yeah,
or like building a whole tube chassis DIY is a lot gnarlier than having somebody just tune it.
Yeah.
I think it's, if you're the sole builder, or like proprietary builder, I guess you would say, of the build, right? The majority builder of the car, it's a DIY if you're doing it yourself.
Because then it goes down to, did you machine those wheels, bro?
That's what I'm saying.
Did you make those tires?
I'm just trying to play the really annoying like technical kid who's like, even if you paint your car, you'd be like, did you mix your own paint code? And you're like, dude, okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's never going to be enough for everybody.
Right. But it's never going to be enough.
How about, hear me out, the beer built cars.
Case of beer built.
The homie hookup jobs.
The homie hookup job where you're like, yo, I can't do this, but like my homie can do it in his garage.
Oh, yeah.
DIY or is that shop built?
That's
beer.
I feel like that's.
Case of beer built?
I feel like that's on the line of DIY, similar to how we were talking about earlier with like, you can have your friend come over who maybe knows more than you, and then you learn from that person. Built.
I think that's like right, like it's DIY because it's not like a shop, but it's not a shop because it's not a shop.
Yeah, like that's the only reason it's not a shop.
You're trusting the homie professional to get you set up right.
You're.
And just, are you talking like, they are only working on it, or you both are working on
it? No, you're chilling, you're watching.
Oh, that's shop built. That 100% I would qualify that as shop built.
Even if it's not a shop?
Like, even if this guy's not like, a shop, he's not really getting paid for work.
Pretty much any work, if you're at any point, like,
so if that's
leave your car and come back and there's something new done to it, that's shop built.
So how do you refer to it, though, when you're like, you say my homie built it, or you say built?
I mean, they would obviously tell you, like, oh, my friend helped me with it. But in your head, it, like, falls in the same category as, like, shop build or something. Because they didn't do it themselves.
You're paying for a service. Yeah. You're paying.
DIY is literally
do it yourself. Really?
Is that
what it spells out to?
Not your friend's self, you know? Not do it your homies. Okay.
You said
Going forward.
This is a different podcast.
Yeah. Definitely that would, like, in my head at least, qualify as shop built, just because you didn't do it yourself. Like, just by the definition.
Yeah. Do you have...
But then that also, with that, it's like, it's a weird kind of gap between the two, because with, like, your homie building it, it's not going to be the quality of a...
Shop. Well, you never know.
Yeah, your homie could have a shop.
You're not proving the point. Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying. I could be doing
That's so tough.
Yeah.
Because it could go either way. It could be somebody that does absolutely shoddy work, but it could be something where they just don't have a shop and they do amazing work and they're so like super low.
One of the things I always do is I always have friends help with wiring stuff because I just don't trust myself to do it. I had a friend a long time ago burn his car to the ground for some underglow.
You like wiring?
Yeah, I do a bunch of wiring stuff.
Oh,
I'm a B-tech. You want to build a harness?
Yeah, let's do it. Do you know how many things, like, I bet this is off-topic wiring things, I've built a drone.
Well, this is the guy who had his Mustang, his first car, and he soldered on it.
Yeah, the first job was an invertible.
That's my first thing.
Yeah.
So I started off my automotive thing with electrical.
True.
Okay, here, you'll be my my shop built section of my build.
Yeah, but if it burns to the ground, I didn't do it.
Oh, all right. Am I gonna have to sign a liability waiver?
Just an NDA, so you don't tell anybody about it.
Yeah. So that brings us into today's. Not current event, because we're going to be doing something different. What are we doing?
We are going to play a little game.
You ready to play a game?
Let's play a game.
I'm ready to win.
Beat your ass.
But
shop built versus
DIY.
DIY built.
Yeah.
So can you spot the difference?
We're doing a little little guessing game, which you guys will have a chance to guess and, I guess, try yourself on it, too. So.
Some of you may know these games. Yeah,
play along live with us. But each of us picked two cars of either category, shop-built. They both could be shop-built. One could be shop-built. They could both be
You just have to try
DIY.
And guess. How are we going to keep score? Because we haven't gone through this whole thing ourselves yet.
I would say... if you get it right, like, so if I'm showing you my cars that I picked, you two are picking it. And if you get it right, you just get a point. If you don't get it right, you don't get a point. And then at the end, whoever has the most points, because we're all looking at the same amount of cars, wins.
And if you are just listening on Spotify or
you're watching on Spotify, watch it, because we're going to have the video on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Look at it. Don't look at it while you're driving. I'm sorry.
If you are just listening... we're going to say the Instagram username or no.
No, we're not.
Oh, damn.
So just go to YouTube.
Yeah, just go to YouTube and watch.
Anyways, I'm sorry. It's video. On Spotify because the video will be on Spotify. Just if you're driving, don't look at it.
It's just playing in the background.
Yeah, if it's playing in the background and you're working, stand up, pause what you're doing, but what? And look at it.
Yep. Should we do this the traditional style where Tyler goes first?
Okay.
Yep, Tyler goes first.
Sounds good.
All right.
Mine's being sent into the group chat.
Here we go.
Shop built, DIY. I have two of the same cars.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
Oh, shit.
I have two of the same cars, and either one could be either.
Mine might not be difficult.
Okay,
enough,
so
but,
we're going to start with the first one.
Which is the green one, like the green background.
Oh, okay, yeah. The silver one.
the silver one.
Yeah, the silver.
Okay.
What are you going to say?
This one is tricky. I'm going to say... The silver GTR is DIY.
I'm going to say the opposite. I'm going to say the silver GTR is shop built, and the more race car aesthetic one is DIY. Because I feel like you're trying to trick us here. I feel like you're trying to throw me off because that's the same way I thought about this.
The GT3 R35, I follow him too. I don't know, but I'm leaning towards shop built on that one. Okay.
All right. Here's
the answers locked in.
Yeah. Are we locking in our answers?
Locking in our answers. We're complete opposite. Complete opposite.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Before you lock in your answers, they could have both been the same.
Oh, I know. Oh,
yeah. And they could have both been.
Yeah.
I know.
Or different, I guess. Yeah, I know. That's the only other option.
Yeah. Okay. There's only two options here, bro. It's 50-50.
Okay.
So the silver GTR.
Silver. Okay.
Was DIY built inside a garage.
God damn it. Yes.
Were you not trying to throw me off and this is about to be shop built?
This GTR is Chris. Shout out Chris. He's one of the homies. It's shop built.
God. Yes.
Damn it.
To throw you through a loop by picking the same car so that you'd be like,
I thought
maybe.
I knew it because the quality out of the GT3 R35 is.
Because it's an authentic, like. There are some,
it's an authentic GT3 kit, I believe.
Wait.
Or no.
No. It's a Vader.
Yeah.
You said it was, wait, you said this one was shop or?
Shop. That's shop built.
Damn, I really did mess this up.
Yeah.
See, I figured you were trying to throw me off and be like, oh, the cleaner one is actually shop built. And the crazier one, the more like obvious race car is.
You calling the race car one not clean?
What? It's a race car.
Well, I should have led by saying the silver one is fully painted.
Well, yeah. I would hope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people wrap their cars.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay.
Steven. So I have 0 points. You have how many?
I have two.
He has two. You got them both right.
All right. This is a major L, dude. I'm really stoked we didn't put money on this.
So I'm going to send mine right now.
She's all the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire sound.
Doom, doom, doom.
Oh, two of these are shop built.
Goddamn Euro trash. Let's see.
Yeah.
I had to throw in two builds that I know you guys don't know.
Yeah, this was the hardest part, was finding like cars that we all don't recognize.
Yeah. I feel like I know this this rabbit at the engine bay shaved, and I'm pretty sure it was a shop built. That's what I'm going for. Because it does have the metal wide body and everything. Going for a shop built.
Okay.
That's how I'm gonna lock in my answer, a shop built for that.
Just for entertaining purposes. I think I'm gonna go DIY on that one.
Okay. And then for the Porsche?
For the Porsche, I want to say that car came out of like a sleepers Sleeper's Garage or whatever the heck that is in Costa Mesa, because they build cars like this all the time. They look exactly like this. And I know for a fact, though, I have like almost the same cage, which is a Bolton cage that I put in myself. So I'm like,
I'm going to say that the Porsche is DIY, but done by a guy who owns a shop.
Oh,
not that that matters, but
I'm kind of messing with that. I'm going to say DIY for the Porsche.
All right, so I did DIY Rabbit. I did DIY for both. You did shop for the Rabbit, DIY for Porsche. Okay.
Answers locked in?
Answers are locked in.
Locked in.
So for the Porsche, Alex, you nailed it on the head.
Let's go.
He has his own shop.
Feel it.
His name's John. He has a shop called Yost Auto Tailoring, and he's actually a certified Pagani Bugatti Koenigsegg tech.
Wow. Damn.
And he
drives this Civic? Compared to those?
So that 911 has an insane amount of work. Like, it doesn't look like it, but
it has an
insane amount of work on it. The Rabbit.
Here we go. Am I tied up with you?
DIY.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
So he's a SEMA Battle of the Builders contestant.
I looked at the background.
I was like, I saw this. I saw this car. Where did I see it?
So his name's Aaron. He was at the WaveTrack booth at SEMA this past year, part of the Battle of the Builders.
I knew I recognized this car. I've seen it, but I knew I saw it at a show, and I'm like, who?
See, I wanted built to pick this? Two like insanely clean builds. And throw it off because they're both DIY.
You know why I said DIY for the Rabbit?
Why?
Because knowing you, I zoomed into the people in the back who look way too official to be at a normal car show. And this must be some sort of like special thing. Same. And with the angle that the car or the picture is taken from, it looks like it's taken from the owner, possibly. And then that would be DIY.
Right? So that was a very good breakdown of the picture and being surrounding aware.
The right? The environment looks too professional to like.
See,
not
I cropped the photo enough to where I cropped out the WaveTrack logo. If I would have kept that in, that would have been kind of a sign that's like, okay, this is at like a legit show. Yeah. Like this could have been, but then again, like it could have thrown it off to where like. There's a lot of shop built cars, too.
At SEMA, too. That was a good...
I was just knowing you. I was like, if he's picking one that looks like it's in something similar to SEMA, it's probably
like Battle of the Builders or something. Exactly. That's why I was like, Tyler, it's a Battle of the Builders car. Come on.
I know I've seen it. And I was like, this is great, but I can't remember who built it. So that's why I let myself down. I got 1 point on that.
One of these, I have to preface this before I send it. One of them is cropped heavily because, similar to yours, there's something in the picture that might give it away. But I'm going to send them right now.
If you guys are enjoying this game, comment down below. Let us know because we're having fun.
If you're not, suck it up. Still playing it.
Gotta say, we will be doing like more games like this often just to change it up a little bit. So if you guys have any game suggestions, let us know.
This is going to be...
Don't say anything. To give away to the other person if someone happens to recognize something.
No, I was
going to
say a curse word. This is going
to
be...
Oh, okay. I tried to go as tricky as possible.
Because you have a tandem-built car.
Oh, the one in the front.
The one in the front. Yeah, but that leads me to believe it's a team, right? But kind of... I'm going to be situationally aware, like... You were in the back. I'm looking at this, and I'm feeling like this is definitely more Japan, and I feel like they build cars together.
Ooh, what do those parts look like?
They definitely look like, for me...
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's my biggest hint.
I'm going to say they're...
You're close.
DIY.
Okay.
Both of them?
It's just the one in the front.
It's a team effort, but I'm pretty sure they're...
Yeah. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying for the second. Are you
cheating?
Oh,
for the BMW. God. I think there's. I'm calling two DIYs.
I guarantee you there's people watching right now because of one of them being like, oh, how do you not?
240s DIY BMW shop built.
Okay. Answer's locked in.
Locked in.
I'm going to go to two DIYs.
You need a DUI on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The 240, the 326 power car.
Shop built.
But it's a DIY car.
DIY. Yeah. Okay.
He's a demo car. The BMW. What did you guys pick?
I picked
DIY.
Shop built.
Okay. It's shop built.
Mother. I only got 2 points out of this game.
It's Adam LZ's first car that he just bought back, and his employees built it back up for him.
Oh.
So technically, it's shop built.
That's why I was like, I'm looking at this, and I was like, this is so basic.
But I was like, this BMW has some special meaning because it's like, this is
too simple. He cropped out the stupid bike rack because I would have known that it was Adam Alzi's car with the bike rack on it.
Exactly.
That's why you did that.
Tricky.
Yeah.
So Steven won with 4 points.
Steven out of four.
I have two.
I got two.
Damn.
We don't know what we're talking about, Alex.
Yep. Well, yeah.
this was a fun game. This was a fun game.
I enjoyed that. Next time we'll put some money on it, like 10 grand or something easy. Something light.
Something light.
I'm fine with the odds.
Carry around in your pocket.
Pink slip.
I'm chilling.
Pink slips.
Can I go for deuces? Let's play some blackjack.
Not my game. I'll stick to betting on cars. I'm just kidding. That's a diminishing return for me. Don't invest your money like I invest my money by ruining cars and hoping that value will come back one day.
Investing. Or just do it and just spend your money.
Can't take it with you when you're dead, dude. Blow it all tomorrow. Max out those credit cards. Get those loans.
Yes.
The fun thing about this game relating it to this topic is that as much shit talking as everybody can do in the community, I was like, oh, this shop built my car. Or, oh, this guy builds his car in his driveway or whatever. It's like, sometimes you can't tell people when they're enthusiasts and they're in their garage and they're passionate about doing something, even though that's not their profession or their thing by trade that they do for work, doesn't mean that they can't produce quality things. Yeah. And shops at the same time doesn't mean they can't produce something that you just see out on the street and you think is casually some dude who does it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I think this game provided the most important part is that as much as you can nitpick this, as much as people take sides in this, really, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's all about like what the final product looks like and if it's sick or not. As long as you're not like lying about stuff.
Yeah.
That's the whole
when you're lying about
in
it,
one sentence.
Yeah. Just don't lie.
Yeah, pretty much.
And at the end of the day, for the love of cars, that's it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I took the emphasis in a totally weird way.
Yeah.
Oh, I was leading into something and then I was just like, oh, I could... Yeah, play that.
All
right. But also for the love of cars, like how we always do, at the end of each episode,
we gotta look at some more right now.
We like, we're gonna see some more cars.
We're gonna see some more cars.
For the love of cars, we're gonna do our late night callouts.
Yes.
Late night callouts.
And he always sings it.
Yes.
I got it. That's always the jingle. People are gonna recognize it.
What's the jingle?
Do the jingle. Do the jingle.
Do the jingle.
You just show up, and they're like, this doesn't help.
Yeah. Okay, so Alex,
yes.
You can go first.
Oh.
I'm down this time, actually, because I got something to say. My call out, you guys probably recognize him. He doesn't have this car anymore, but I feel like it's just super underappreciated for how cool it was. Bob, a.k.a. No Name Broken, his Miata, dude, was 100% probably... Like, judge me all you want, but that's my favorite Miata ever. Like, it's so, like, street. He drives the shit out of it. I don't remember if it was, I think it was a 1.8 turbo. Might be. Or
I don't remember.
He deleted too many pictures, so I can't see anymore. But it was either a 1.8 turbo or SR. But it's...
Well done.
It just, like, rips. Here, wait.
I can play sound clip.
I got an idea. Yeah, so that sounds really good. Also, another reason why I want to call him out, not to not to blow up his spot or anything. I'm not trying to do anything, get him in trouble. But follow him. Watch his stories.
Yeah.
He has a BMW now, and they're just extremely entertaining. Not going to say what he does on there, but just check it out.
Watch it.
I almost DM him every time and be like, hey, man. People care about you. Maybe slow down. But yeah, shout out Bob. Your cars are always super like my style, I guess. Just like street style. Yeah. Even the BMW, which is like obviously drastically different from a Miata, is like still that like kind of highway ripper shit. But
yeah,
that's all I got to say. What about you, Steven?
Steven.
Got anything better than a Miata? Probably not.
Just another Volkswagen.
another egg, bro.
So the answer is no.
I'm calling out Harrison. Harrison Illegal Fam is his IG.
he does some crazy fab work when it comes to his stuff. He's in the past, he had a Mark VI. That's how I knew him. He did a build with that. But then after that, he picked up a old Beetle. And this thing turned out crazy. It was like a patina style, but he had a body dropped. It was just on the ground. Really cool style with it. All custom fab work by him. And then sold it. And then as of recently, he's been building a VW Caddy, the truck, the Mark I truck. And custom fab in terms of the chassis. That thing's body dropped. Full high radius custom metal fab fenders. Camber set up on it. Like, thing's going to be a wild truck. But yeah, the fab work in it's all, he's doing it all DIY. So that's a cool aspect to it. So he's been building that. He just recently picked up a Mark VIII Golf R, which I'm jealous about because that's a car that I like as a daily. That would be a cool pickup. But yeah, he already bagged it. So, no worries. So literally, I think it was like a week after he got it or something like that. He bagged it.
That's the spirit. That's what we like to see.
Brand new car, brand new generation, straight to putting it on air suspension. But no, it's I'm.
What was
slam on the table?
Definitely in terms of the custom fab and everything he does on that aspect, it's really cool to see. And he's a fellow Volkswagen guy, so got to give him respect there. But definitely check out his page, even if you don't follow him. Go give him a follow. Keep an eye out on what he's doing because I am so ready to see that VW Caddy finished up because it's going to break the internet. It's going to be a wild build.
Yeah. That's really cool.
yeah. It's so funny because it's like each one of our callouts are like we channel in on like it's kind of a personal preference in a way too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all.
So when it comes to like us explaining it, it's like, oh yeah, that's cool. Like obviously we like it a lot more than like say
the person next to us.
The person
because we didn't pick that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I also feel like we all have a very distinct style of like talking about them.
We do.
Where like I don't really talk much about it except for like, yo, this shit's got the vibes. And then
like look at these pics, the sickest.
Exactly. Steven like
breaks it down.
Yeah, and then I'm just like
boo. And then you just pick a Porsche in Japan.
Yeah.
So what's your
Hey, speaking of people in Japan, I'm going to butcher his name, but I'm going to try.
What's your call out?
My call out is Tatsuke. I gave it a try. That's not his Instagram handle. That's his name. Effort. But his Instagram handle is static_t.vm7. And this, hear me out. Okay, hear me out. You're going to hear what kind of car he's got, and you're going to be like, bro, for real? He's got a VIP Prius.
Okay.
And my favorite Prius.
Absolutely sick. Yep. If you were to see this is 100% a modern day like take of it's a newer Prius. Prius Prime. There you go. I don't know my versions of Prius.
I sold one at Toyota. Yeah. It's one of the three cars I sold.
Yeah, so it's a Prius Prime. And this thing, like in his name, it's static. It is so low. And the kit is done so well. He's got fender work on it, custom fender work on it. He's running the Work Miester ones, camber, everything on it.
But it's a clean
low. It's so clean. It's so clean. One of my favorite things about it, though, he's like VIP, but the track style inspiration, he has the cut in the fender. But his rear diffuser, sickest thing, is a freaking bash bar.
Yeah, like, a little bash bar in the Prius, dude.
Yeah, it's a bash bar on a Prius, but it's welded and shaped around the bumper like a diffuser.
Mm-hmm.
It just has points to jack it up like a bash bar.
Yeah.
It's so dope.
Another thing I love about that car, that's like one of my favorite Priuses as well, his like stretch to meaty percentage makes it look like cartoony. And like his lip is, I don't know, for some reason it looks different than all others like lip that sticks out. It, like the poke on it's it gnarly. Just
looks right. Camber is right. Not too much. Not enough. You know what I'm saying? It's just right. I think it's nail in the head. Modern day VIP.
Executed perfectly. Made a Prius look sick.
Yeah. Never thought I would say that, but love that build.
Yeah.
That's why I had to give it respect. And he's also in Japan.
I just want
another one.
I would love to have a Prius Prime, dude. That'd be so sick. Like, not even kidding. Like, I love that car. Like, for daily
purposes. That's daily, man.
Yeah, but then, like, do that to it and then still daily it and then get another daily and then we're same situation.
Okay, just put on bags and wheels and call it a day.
Yeah, quickly get in the same situation that I'm at where I got Genesis, getting out a Porsche.
And then a bike.
Bike.
And you got genocide, okay?
Oh.
I've never heard
that. All right, and with that.
That actually used to be, right before we leave, just talk about this. Before Ruined Genesis Crew, there was a group called Genocide.
Yeah. Oh.
And then there was also Chapter 11, TBT. Anyways,
Chapter 11, oh yeah. My God.
Going for broke, bro.
Oh my God.
That shit was so honest,
I'm not going to lie. I hated Chapter 11 with a passion.
Really? I always used to be like, I gotta get one of those stickers, and I found out they're member only. And I was like, "Oh, I gotta get one!" And then, like, as soon as I like started working on my car, I was like, "Oh, this is like super whack."
Yeah, but didn't like it.
Anyways, here's the end of the episode. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. If you guys liked it, if you liked the new concepts that we applied in this video, such as
some
our
games.
Yeah, if you like the game and you enjoyed following along with it and playing yourself, even if you didn't get any points. Or if you got
all of the points.
All the points.
Because you guys could have beat us. Comment down below if any of you guys beat us. And don't freaking cheat, bro.
You got games on your phone?
None of you beat me because I got four.
Well, they could get six.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
If you guys beat us, comment down below. All right.
If you got
bye.
Six, I'll give you a sticker.
Bye.